95.7 WZID. As you know, October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we've teamed up once again with CMC Breast Care Center. And last time we were talking with Dr. Angelakis, and we were talking about the pinky promise that you had done.
That's true. She made me pinky promise that I would get my regular mammogram, my yearly, as I have in the past, but I was a little late. I know you're surprised by this on this year on this end.
Margo, so, late.
yeah. So I will make my appointment, and I promise that
and
I
to
would.
Talk a little bit more about the pinky promise, we brought in Dr. Jessica Ryan from CMC. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
Doctor, tell us about yourself.
I'm a breast surgeon, general surgeon with specialty training in breast cancer surgeries. So I take a little bit of a different approach, but Dr. Angelakis and I have the same goal and work very closely together.
Part of a team approach.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, with your pinky promise, is it a little different, you know, from your angle?
Yeah. So, well, pinky promise can mean a lot of different things. But a lot of times with my patients, I'm helping them to make a promise to really make themselves the most important person in their life. So when someone is faced with breast cancer, it changes your life. It's traumatic. It's an emotional emergency, really. Mm-hmm. So in order to get through that, not only to get through all the treatments, but to really come out on the other side being stronger and healthier, I always ask a woman, who's the most important person in your life? And inevitably, we, you know, as women, we say, well, our daughter, our son, our spouse, our partner. We list a lot of people before we name ourselves.
Mm. So that's the last person we think of as ourselves, isn't it?
I think it's most women, they're always taking care of everybody else. They're caretakers, so they forget that they have to self-care.
So in this case, I guess the pinky promise is to really put yourself first and take care of yourself.
Now, doctor, you also talk about survivorship, mm-hmm. and that can mean many things as well when it comes to breast cancer.
Of course. So survivorship is really the initial focus is after all the treatments are done, the focus is placed back on the patient to say, okay, how can we pick you up, make you even stronger than before this diagnosis, which can sound really crazy to some people when we say, well, we want you to be healthier, happier, and stronger than you were before this cancer.
You so, probably don't think that they can at that point because they've been through so much.
But they really can. They need the support. You know, when patients have support from their family and loved ones, that's what really counts. But we're there to help them along the way and take the steps they need.
It's empowering, too, because mm-hmm. you want these women to realize that there is quality of life after. It's not living in fear.
No, it's really exactly. And there are different ways of doing that. Again, survivorship means different things to different women, but we help them to practice mind-body awareness, whether it's meditation, yoga, exercise, help them to meet with a nutritionist, to stop smoking, all of these things that really do matter and help reduce the risk of the cancer coming back.
And one thing we touched on before, I think many should know this, that New Hampshire is now a 3D state.
Yay.
And what does that mean?
So what that means, 3D tomosynthesis mammography. So you'll hear it's called tomo, it's called 3D. All you need to know is it's the best. It's the better form of a mammogram that really allows us to look through your breast tissue more thoroughly. So we are now in New Hampshire, one of 15 states that mandates all insurance providers to cover this. And that's huge. So women, you don't have to think about it. Yes, get the 3D. That's part of your screening. And it's great.
And you're covered. To have our state lawmakers step up and work with you to do that, to cover this, it just means more prevention in the long run because the 3D is so much better. You can see the layers, mm-hmm. as Dr. Angelakis, and I'm sure you would explain to me, you know, that you see the layers of the tissue mm-hmm. in a woman's breast and you can see so much more so clearly.
Absolutely. I couldn't have put it better.
Well, obviously, we know that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but you want women to check every month.
Yes. So some women come to me and they're really excited. Tell me, Dr. Ryan, I'm checking my breasts every day. And I say, knock it off. So, so what you're really looking for is a change. So if you're checking every day, you're not going to notice that change. But so it's not something that I want to instill fear or anxiety in the patient. But every month, every couple months, just kind of poke around and know what your normal is. Sometimes it takes a little bit to figure that out because some of us are lumpy bumpy, and that's okay.
That's okay.
But once you know, kind of, I usually encourage a patient after their mammogram is done and they know it's normal, they've met with their doctor and had an exam. If you know everything is normal, do an exam then. That gives you an idea of, okay, they looked at this lumbar bump. That's mine. That's right. That's my normal.
It's so, okay. It's me.
Yeah.
So you have a baseline, a place yeah, to start.
Which is why you also start at the age of 40, so you can continue having that baseline and know.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So.
Well, Dr. Jessica Ryan, we thank you for stopping by today. Of course, the great folks over at CMC, brought to you by the Breast Care Center at CMC. Visit CatholicMedicalCenter.org for more information.